Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
And we have a guest. It's Paul Field. Hello.
Hello, Kitty.
Now.
And Amy.
Indeed. Now, we met you at the Operation Geranium Festival, didn't we? The music festival.
Correct, yes.
Indeed. Now, you've come to talk to us about photography, because when you retired, I understand that you took up photography. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, when I retired, I thought I've got to have some interests, and I've always sort of had a passion for photography from quite a young age, when I was at Kingston College, and I actually had a cap time from the course I was doing, so I chose film and production.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, film and production, so you had a bit of an inkling about things to do with production and photography, but not actually photography at the time.
Not really photography, more film work and sort of camera work, where you had the real old-fashioned cameras, film cameras.
Like the ones on wheels.
The ones on wheels, and then you put headphones on and they'd say, right, zoom in camera one, but now go to camera three. So they change the angles all the time, etc. And yeah, it was really interesting. And I wished now, in hindsight, that I'd gone more into that than what I was doing at the time.
It sounds like it was exciting at the time.
It was very exciting at the time, yeah, very exciting.
Fabulous. Now, when you retired and your wife, I understand you said your wife paid for you to have a photography session.
Yeah, but what happened there, Kitty, I'd gone out on my mountain bike with my camera and different lenses in my backpack, and I'd gone down to the River Medina Island Harbour, and I wanted to get some shots of the wrecks with a low tide, a bit misty, moody shots, sort of river scape shots, that type of thing. And I'm walking back, I noticed there was this great big large dragon, which I thought, well, this is rather strange. And then I came across a chap I'd known for quite some time called Andy Crabb, who was actually working at this event. And I said, what's happening here? And he said, well, haven't you heard? I said, no. He said, there's going to be a dragon boat race here tomorrow, which is going to be in aid of charity, which is World Child for young children with problems, you know, health wise, etc. And I said, oh crikey, that's interesting. Anyway, I carried on walking over to my bike after talking to him. I noticed John Giddens by the marina. I thought, I wouldn't mind getting a shot of him. So I went up to him and I said, excuse me, John. I said, would it be okay if I take a photograph of you? And he was actually down the slipway where there were some swans, etc. And unbeknown to me, the swans was their good luck logo for the Isle of Wight Festival, which they have every year. Like they have a frog, or they choose something for their page or what have you, and it's the swan. So he said, yes, of course. So I took a photograph. And his wife came walking across, and I didn't know that was his wife at the time. And I said, would you like a photograph with your daughter? And he sort of looked a bit shocked, and so did his wife. And I said, would you like a shot with John? She said, sorry, what did you say? I said, well, you know, I thought you was his daughter. She said, no, I'm his wife. I said, oh, right. And so I said, oh, dear, I'm so sorry, and I apologise, which makes things worse. So they said, yes, you know, you've got a lot of flannel, but where would you like us? Well, they had the Isle of Wight Festival, the big letters that they have at the festival every year, sort of in front of the marina. And I said, well, in between would be very nice, just there. So I took the first shot. I wasn't happy with it. And I looked at them both and I said to them, you're not going to a funeral, you know. So they both started laughing. And then I just started taking shots. Then, if I remember rightly, I asked her to kiss John on the cheek, I think. Or, yeah, I think it was. And I took the photos and I thought, right, great, I've done that. Right, off I go. So as I went to walk off, he said, wait a minute. He said, how do we get these photographs? I said, good question, John. I said, he said, have you got an email address? Have you, you know, phone number, etc.? And I said, yeah, I've got that. So he said, well, if I send you an email or whatever, you can send me the photos that way, via the email. And I said, right, okay then. So off I went to go again. He said, wait a minute. He said, we'd like you to spend some time with us. We want to know all about you. I said, well,
wow, that's fabulous. In the studio, we have our guest, Paul Field. And before the break, Paul, we were talking about you taking photographs of John Giddings and then emailing them to him.
Yes, so I emailed the photos to John the following day, which was really enjoyable, and unbeknown to me, there was a bit of a time difference because he was in a different country.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I apologised about that, but I said, this is the last photo, and then I got an email back from John saying, this was after covering the dragon boat race down at Island Harbour. The next time, he actually sent the email saying, I'd like you to come along and be an Isle of Wight festival photographer at the Isle of Wight festival, the main festival.
Wow.
I had access to all areas. It was the year that Fleetwood Mac played, 2015, I believe.
Wow.
Did you get photos of Fleetwood Mac?
Sadly, oh, no. They did want me to go and do meet and greet at the helicopter, and Caroline said to me, where were you, Paul? And of course, you can't hear your phone, and they'd been trying to get hold of me, and I was talking to a security man, which I wish I hadn't been now, because that would have been a great experience. But hey-ho, I've had lots of memorable moments.
Yeah.
So now, these days, you do all sorts of events, don't you?
Yeah,
tell us about that.
Well, I love to cover charity events because obviously it's all a good cause. And friends of mine, Dawn and Dave West, they started up Relay for Life Cancer Research at Smallbrook Stadium. Sadly, it only lasted 2 years, but we're raising money for Relay for Life. And that really opened up my eyes because there had to be somebody on the track for every hour of the 24 hours.
Wow.
And then they had a cancer survivors tent where there was somebody, like a little child from the age of 3 to a person in their late 80s.
Wow.
And it makes you realise how life is so precious, and I'd love supporting and documenting that. And I've covered lots of events, to be honest.
So you're saying it's nice to document it now. You do your stories, you make stories from pictures, don't you?
Yeah, I think it all stems back to when I went to Kingston College and I learned a brief amount about filming, etc. And I've sort of treated photography like film work, really, that you're telling a story. And I do like to put a story to a photograph, and often if I post an album, I'll actually do the writing with the photographs so that someone understands what the actual photograph is all about.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's you've had rather a serendipitous meeting with John.
Yeah.
And then that started you off on another path. And then things have happened where you've met other people, and that started you off on another path.
Yeah.
Your life must be very busy now.
I mean, it's been different. Of course, sadly, back in January, I lost my beautiful late wife, Annie, and she was always like my number one fan, and I'd say to her, oh, I don't go much on this. She said, Paul, that photograph's lovely. I was like, well, you really? Oh. She said, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. So I've always been really critical of my own work.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, so I miss her. I miss my Annie, but she told me in days before this she passed on to a next journey to get on with my life. And obviously I've had a lot of love and support from friends, which I've really appreciated. You know, it just makes you realise, like I said, like our life is so precious.
Indeed. Now, over to you, Amy.
So where do you find the inspiration for your photos, and what do you think makes a good photo?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? Crikey. It's weird because I feel I see things in a different light to what other photographers do. I mean, I like to sort of, like I said, I like to tell a story. And obviously, if I can see something out the corner of my eye and just think, oh my God, that's going to make a really good shot. I feel, and the connection, especially people, if I can make them happy and get a good connection, then it comes out in the actual work. But if I don't have the connection, I don't always get it right, to be honest. I'd like to think 7 times out of 10 I get what I want, I'm looking at. And I think any photographer would probably tell you that if they've probably had bad days and they've had good days. It's just how you feel. And I think if you're with a good crowd of people, then that's inspirational to getting the best out of what you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think it's important to connect with your subject as well when you're taking the photo?
110%.
Yeah.
110% every time. I mean, I'm so fortunate that back in after COVID 2022, which was bad times for everybody, especially the hospitality industry, that a friend of mine, Roger Simmons from Dimbola, who's on the committee, Roger got in contact with me and said that the committee were looking for a photographer and your name just sort of fitted in the box all the time, and asked me if I'd come and do the Isle of Wight Festival for him, because I hadn't done it for a few years. And I sort of said, yeah, I enjoy it. And of course, the thing, I take my hat off to the photographers that they do it directly for the Isle of Wight Festival. They are busy, busy. They're working to whiteboards. I think they enjoy themselves, but being a little bit older or senior in years, it really is a young person's game, because you are constantly on the go. They've got a whiteboard where things do have to be shot. You know, it's promotional work. I think that most of the photographers enjoy doing what they do, but with Dimbola, I'm just so relaxed. I've got such a good crowd. And yeah, I just love it. And I obviously cover quite a few events at Dimbola through the year, especially talk shows, book signings. But I try to stay a bit elusive, so those that are actually watching the show or whatever it is, project, they don't notice that there's a photographer there actually snapping.
So you're trying to be non-intrusive.
Exactly, exactly. There's nothing worse. I've seen it before, and I've seen photographers, like, especially in front of bands, and all you keep seeing, like, especially when there's live film and what have you, and you've got a photographer whose head keeps on getting in the shot. I mean, it's bad enough with seeing the camera booms when you're watching, but they can't help that, they're filming for television. But photographers, and I think nobody wants to see a photographer stealing the show.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I
absolutely.
I suppose at the beginning I might be a little bit in the front and take a few sort of close-ups, but then I like to just sort of blend in the background and pick up those moments. And then everybody, like, if I sit down, especially talk shows or book signings, and I'll take the photographs from that angle, because then you're looking at it from the audience's perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So where can people find out or look at some of your published work?
Well, it's all on my Facebook page, Paul Field, and I put Paul Field Photography when I do an album. Or years ago, when I first started, I actually had a ViewBug page, which was right at the start, and there's a lot of my early photographs on there, but then I stopped doing that, publishing on there.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us today, Paul. It's been really interesting. And what's your next thing you're going to be doing?
Good question. I never know from one year to the next what I get invited to do. All of a sudden, just out of the blue, somebody says to me, oh, we'd like you to do this. Mm. One of the funniest things was when I did the one show at the archaeological dig at Afton Down with Matt Allwright, when I took a photograph. And I connected because I saw the photos took previous, which I thought were very dull, like press photographs. And then I said, guys, you're on a festival site, let's see a bit of action. The cameraman and the producer, the director, put their arms up in the air. Matt, all right, just stood sideways and then was playing air guitar. And I thought, get in there. And I love that shot. It's one of my favourites.
That's fabulous. Anyway. Well, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us. It's been a pleasure.
And mine. Thank you, Kitty. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
All right.